It is time for the MSO News Sports Baseball Insider, Andy Carbone. Andy, welcome.
Good morning, Bill, and happy to be back once again.
Andy, sometimes we talk about the glass being half full or half empty. It's clearly not even close to being half empty right now. So what's up?
No, there's just a couple drops at the bottom of the glass, I'll say that, Bill, that's for sure. Last night in Atlanta, Ryan Brazier gave up a two-run walk-off home run the bottom of the ninth. Red Sox fell to the Braves 5-3. But there was some bright good news for the Red Sox last night, believe it or not, in the loss. Their new $140 million man, Trevor Story, the second baseman, hit his first home run finally for the Red Sox. Sox are now 11-20 on the season in last place in the AL East, a whopping 11.5 games behind the Yankees, and we're not even at the end of the second week of May.
Going, yoing, yoing, yoing. Yeah.
Not a good sign. This is just the third time in the last 56 years, and the 15th time in franchise history, the Sox have won no more than 10 games of their first 29, and none of those teams reached the postseason. On a recent homestand, the Sox were held to two or fewer runs in four consecutive games for just the fifth time at Fenway since 1945.
Man, I flipped over. I was watching the Celtics last night, Andy. I flipped over just in time to see that 3-2 pitch with the bases loaded with the Red Sox at the plate with two outs go for a called strike three, and then there were the ejections.
Yeah, that was obviously, no question, that was a ball. The umpire blew that call. Where are the automated umps when you need them? But, yeah, obviously they got the ire of catcher Kevin Pollicki and manager Alex Cora, and they both got tossed, and, rightfully so after a call like that.
No, I guess so. But it didn't spark them onto a victory like it does sometimes when you get that angry. But what else do you have for us from the Red Sox notebook, Andy?
Well, since the Red Sox aren't playing well at Fenway, we have to look to the opposing players coming into the town and doing something interesting. Last Thursday at Fenway, Sox were shut out by the Angels 8-0 in that game. Angels pitcher Shohei Ohtani became the first pitcher since Babe Ruth on September 20th of 1919 to start on the mound and bat in one of the top four spots in the lineup. The reigning American League MVP tossed seven scoreless innings in that one, struck out 11, picking up his third win of the season. He also helped his own cause in that game, going 2-for-4 with a run batted in.
What about Red Sox player news? Any updates, Andy?
Yeah, we have some news on the medical front. Starter Michael Wacha placed on the 15-day injured list with an intercostal strain. Pitcher Rich Hill has tested positive for COVID. And Chris Sale's return from his fractured rib has been delayed because of a personal medical issue not related to his arm or his rib. There's still no exact timetable for Sale's return.
Wow. Sale's return delayed. That's a standing headline I think we've seen before.
Yeah. Yes, we have.
Oh, man. All right. So what's next for the Red Sox, by the way? I want to get to Nesson Plus in a moment, but what's next for this the current last-place Sox team?
Well, they have an off day today, so everybody can exhale a bit and try to regroup and hopefully get back into the win column starting tomorrow. They're in Texas for a three-game series with the Rangers before coming home for a homestand that will include the Houston Astros and Seattle Mariners.
But if you are in desperate need of a Red Sox win, it's only hours away on Nesson Plus, right?
It certainly is. 3 o'clock this afternoon, first pitch comes your way. It's a game from May 12th of 2000. Sox beat the Orioles 9-0 in Baltimore. Pedro Martinez shuts out the Orioles, giving up just two hits. He strikes out 15.
All right, Andy. So let's move on to your notes from around Major League Baseball. What do you have for us?
Well, as Yogi Berra used to say, it ain't over till it's over. Last Thursday, the Mets scored 7 runs in the top of the ninth to beat the Phillies 8-7. On Monday in Chicago, Guardians first baseman Josh Naylor, I just can't get used to saying Guardians. It's just not rolling off the tongue, Bill, one bit. He became the first player in history to knock in at least 8 runs in the game after the eighth inning. In the eighth inning, Naylor had an RBI double. They hit a game-tying grand slam in the ninth, then a 3-run home run in the 11th inning. The Guardians went on to beat the White Sox 12-9. On Tuesday night, Angels rookie starter Reed Detmers threw the first no-hitter of the season, a 12-0 rout of the Rays. It was the 12th no-hitter in Halo's history. There has been another no-hitter this year that was a combined effort among various relief pitchers, but this was the first true no-hitter by one pitcher this year, which is always good to see. Also in that game, Angels third baseman Anthony Rendon decided to bat left-handed for the first time in his career. against the Rays position player Brett Phillips, who pitched in the eighth inning. And what did Rendon do? Hit a home run. That also set a record as Rendon had 4,528 bats batting right-handed before hitting that left-handed home run, marking the most at-bats from one side of the plate before hitting a home run from the other side among non-switch hitters. And if you want to do some traveling to watch Major League Baseball, you can do so starting next year, as Major League Baseball has committed to play games in London in 2023, 2024, and again in 2026.
All right. So, yeah, good trip to play some baseball, maybe visit the palace and see what's happening over there. You're right. Nice.
Yeah, maybe have tea with the queen and all that good stuff.
Yeah, that's right, tea. All right. So, Andy, man, you know, it was that story about switching over and batting left-handed. I remember as a kid playing pickup baseball, we'd get upset if one of the guys would go around and switch and go and bat the opposite way just for the heck of it, one, you know, on a hot summer afternoon or morning, whenever it was we were playing as kids, you know. But
I hear you. Yeah. Been there, done that.
All right. Sure. All right. So, Andy, what else can you share with us about this Red Sox team? I always ask you for bright spots, but I'm going to do it, flip it around the other way. What are the real negatives we're looking at right now?
Yeah, question is, where do you want to start right now? Getting the back end of the bullpen is a complete disaster. They don't know. Obviously, they don't have a true closer. It's a different guy every day trying to shut the door, and obviously they're not getting the job done at this point. Taking Garrett Whitlock out of the bullpen, he was your best arm out there, and now he's in the rotation, but he's not stretched out. If you can get four innings, maybe five out of him, you're lucky. They're not going to push him too much. Obviously, you got two starting pitchers out of the rotation right now, so that's going to rear its ugly head. Nathan Eovaldi, who's supposed to be our number one, certainly hasn't been pitching like our number one starter should. The lineup is still having major issues. They really haven't gotten rolling as of yet. But, hey, maybe with Trevor Story hitting a home run last night, maybe that'll kickstart some things and the Sox will start scoring some runs. There's not certainly not a lot of positive things to say by this team at this moment. I guess you can look at just any facet of the team and you can find plenty of negativity at this point. And, you know, the saying always goes, you can't win a pennant in April or May, but you can certainly lose one. And the Red Sox are falling by the wayside pretty quickly here, as I mentioned, already 11.5 games behind the Yankees in first place. So, you know, the fact that the Baltimore Orioles are ahead of you right now, that says a lot.
Oh, man, you're right. I mean, it comes to an end. You know, we're going to close out. I mean, we're midway through May almost. And, you know, in another couple of weeks, we close it out. And I tell you, it's hard to come back when you're way down at the end of the first 2 months. So you're right.
No,
you're right.
No question. And, you know, if you've been paying attention to the crowds at Fenway, seeing a lot of empty seats in the first few home stands of the season. There's definitely a lot of empty seats out there. I mean, a lot of that has to do with weather, of course, and whatnot. But, you know, they keep playing like this. It's not going to improve that situation as well. So plenty of good seats available over at Fenway. More seats could be available as we go on here, but you know, I don't know what's going to kickstart this team. Obviously, now the Chris Sale news, he's been pushed back, not coming back anytime soon, and it's like, why even bother coming back if this is what's going to keep going on?
Exactly. All right. That's by the way, that's not an evil laugh from Andy. That's just a frustrated chuckle.
All right. Yeah, it's my typical Red Sox laugh.
There you go. All right, Andy, always good talking with you, and we'll talk again soon.
Looking forward to it.
All right, there he is, MSO News Sports Baseball Insider Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell.